and it's on AM 930, 100.3 FM, also on our mobile app and at WEOL.com. And we're excited to have on the line this morning Sergeant First Class Jesse Robbins. He's assistant team leader for the Golden Knights Gold Demonstration Team. They're the ones that, if you're at an air show or whatever, they'll come out with their gold-colored parachutes. He joins us this morning. Jesse, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. When you first joined the Army some 15, 16 years ago, enlisted for that, when did you decide, hey, I need to get off the ground? I need to get up in the air.
So actually, my job in the Army is a parachute maintenance technician. My job is to maintain and pack personnel parachute along with cargo parachute. And we have to be airborne qualified in order to have this job in, well, the job I chose to in the Army. So I've been jumping out of airplanes since maybe the third month I've been in the Army.
Wow. When I saw you were a parachute maintenance technician, I thought, very important job. Tell me a little bit about the, I guess, maybe what goes through doing that. I would assume you're making sure everything is in order, but take us a little bit through that task.
Yes, sir. So our job is to pack these personnel parachutes. There's a lot of safety checks that we do prior to closing the parachute and putting it on the jumper's back. We have different checks while packing the parachute. We have different checks while taking the parachute to the jumper, and different checks while the parachutist is wearing the parachute prior to them exiting the aircraft.
For you, what was it like the first time you jumped? What kind of anticipation did you have? Any thoughts going through your head?
Yeah, I hope this opens. But no, I had full confidence in it. It was actually one of the parachutes that I packed, and knowing the safety checks that gone through while packing the parachute, I had no doubt that the parachute was going to be safe. And the feel of jumping out of an airplane at 120 miles an hour is exhilarating.
Talk a little bit about what it takes to become a Golden Knight, you know, the training or the ability, and then the fact that you're kind of doing this as an ambassador to the Army.
So to become a Golden Knight, you have to be in the Army, and the soldier has to submit an application to come to the Golden Knight Assessment and Selection, which is held annually. And while the candidate is at the Golden Knight Assessment and Selection, they have to prove that they have the ability and the skill and the determination to be a part of our team. The seats, the spots that we have on the team are very competitive and selective.
What's taking place right now in your schedule? A lot of times, even in Cleveland, there was like a national air show that we'd have, and either some years you guys would be here. What's happening for you during this time of the pandemic? What's going on in your life?
So our team is comprised of different sections. We have a competition team, a demonstration team, and we also have a tandem team. Actually, our tandem team will be in Cleveland September 9th through the 13th, conducting a tandem camp, giving tandem jumps to VIP members of the city and also the military.
Explain what a tandem jump is, if you could.
So a tandem jump is when you have a tandem instructor, which is a qualified parachutist, who can exit the aircraft with another person strapped to them on their harness and fly them, both of them, through the air, open a parachute, and land them safely on the drop zone.
Sounds simple enough. And there's a lot of, probably there's a lot of screaming or word choice words as it's happening, or just people amazed that they're a part of it. Tell me a little bit about, I guess, what people really get from watching you guys do this sort of thing, in the experience of that, to kind of make people see things that maybe they like to try or would never try in a million years.
Yeah, just to, like you said earlier about the Golden Knights being at the Cleveland Air Show, you know, the guys and gals that are out there watching the show and seeing what we can do with our bodies while in flight and maneuver our bodies to get lateral separation from each other, to fly close to each other, and to perform like one of our famous maneuvers is our cutaway maneuver, where we demonstrate how it looks when a parachute may not work, or how our procedures are when that does happen, and the procedures we go through to open up our reserve parachute. And you know, the people are amazed because once we get on the ground, we interact with the crowd and the American public, and that's the first thing they say is how amazing we are and how accurate we are with our parachutes, and we can just land on a small black dot in the center of our target.
Wow. Well, that takes a lot of practice, obviously, to do that. We're talking today with Sergeant First Class Jesse Robbins, assistant team leader for the Golden Knights Gold Demonstration Team. Is there a lot of communication going on up there? I mean, I know that you wear helmets. Are you actually speaking into some sort of electronics to be able to see or to communicate, or is there a lot of hand signals? What's the communication like up there?
So while in the plane, we can hear each other, we can talk to each other, but when during free fall, there's no way we can communicate with each other. So we use a lot of hand and arm signals. We do some maneuvers while under canopy, when our canopies are open. We do some maneuvers, which is called canopy relative work, where we can fly one parachute right up to the arms of another parachutist without adversely affecting our parachute flight characteristics. And at that moment, we can actually have a conversation just like you and I right here.
Wow. You're traveling at a high rate of speed. I mean, sometimes when you see these pictures and everything, it's sort of relative. If everybody's sort of together, it seems like you're there. But you're going at a relatively, you know, any small movement can create a larger movement on the, of you. Tell me a little bit about how you're controlling yourself that way.
Yeah, so we use our hands, our arms, our legs, and our feet as flight controls while we're flying through the air. And that's part of our training, is flying relative with each other and knowing how to manipulate the wind and the air to get you where you need to go and fly in your position safely, so the formation can fly and we can build that formation and take beautiful pictures for you guys.
Wow. Well, tell me a little bit about this hot foot, or this thing where your feet catch, you know, there's like smoke coming out of your shoes. What kind of device is responsible for that?
So we have a special bracket that we've built, and it holds two smoke grenades. In the military, in the regular Army, those smoke grenades are mainly used for concealment or ground-to-air communication, but we alter them to put them on our boot. That way, when we jump out of the airplane, you have that trail of red smoke, so that way the people on the ground can see what we are doing in the air. And without that smoke, you just see a couple black dots just falling, not really knowing what we're doing.
When somebody becomes a member of the Golden Knights, how long are they active in that part of the Army?
So once you graduate the Golden Knight Assessment and Selection, you are obligated to give the Golden Knights at least 4 years of your military service. And if you continue to progress into our team and move up, and if you like the job and you enjoy it as much as I do, you can probably stay for quite some time.
How about your most memorable experience as a Golden Knight? What would that have been?
So, I mean, as a Golden Knight, we jump into a lot of different places. But the one thing that stands out for me is flying over to Europe and linking up with the Great Britain Royal Army Parachute, the parachute demo team that's over there. And we did a joint operation for the 75th D-Day anniversary, and we jumped into Sandouville, France. That was amazing.
Wow. It's interesting jumping out of an airplane in peacetime than it is during wartime, obviously, too. But it's a skill that not many people have, but we're fortunate that the Army and people like you are there. If people want to find out more about the Golden Knights or what's up with you guys, where's a good place to get some good details?
Yeah, to get some more information about the Golden Knights or just joining the Army in general, you can go to get on the Internet and go to GoArmy.com, and there you can answer all the questions you have about joining the Army or even joining the Golden Knights. The Army has 150 different job opportunities for people who want to come in and advance in the Army.
Yeah, you probably thought when you're in high school, I didn't even know what a parachute maintenance technician was, but you learned quickly and doing a great job at it. Jesse, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for your service.